Well, if I could play a trumpet, I would play a little fanfare right now. And if I could sing, I would sing a celebratory tune. Because on my calendar for the past several days, it says September 1997, Tom Casper anniversary on KUMD. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning. How are you?
21 years.
Oh my.
Wow, you and I have been together longer than me and both of my husbands.
Combined.
Combined. That's really right. Scary. I like twice as long. Jeez. Anyway, so I just want to say it's been a blissful 21 years, and to thank you. I mean, you know, think about a volunteer gig that you hold for 21 years where you have to be on the phone once a week, can't be gone, can't be on vacation, got to be there, got to be charming, got to be informative. 21 years. Congratulations to you, hey.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know if I was all of those things, but thanks.
Oh, I would have booted you in a heartbeat if you hadn't been.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
You know, volunteers, we have expectations.
So, as it's your big anniversary today, you get to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Hmm. So we can talk about the Vikings?
Oh, absolutely.
You and I are
if
both
you'd said,
huge
yeah, if you had said we have to talk about the Packers, I would have gone, okay. I would have been a good sport because it's 21 years. I would have been a good sport. I truly would have been.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's funny. I had somebody just a week or so ago compare being a gardener to being a Vikings fan. And,
probably because they have all the purple and gold flowers in their garden?
Well, that could be. But more that gardeners, like Vikings fans, are eternally optimistic.
Ah.
Next year is always going to be my year for the garden, our year for the Vikings, whatever
right.
it happens to be, where we believe that, or this is the year. This is the year that all of the plants I planted or a gardener planted bloom and look terrific, and the garden fills in, and everything comes together, and magical season in the garden. And us as Vikings fans feel like that every year, too.
Do you think it's because the season starts right at the end of the gardening season, and perhaps that it's kind of like, you know, when Wile E. Coyote would run right off the cliff and kind of keep running? It's like gardeners are so optimistic, and they just sort of hurtle optimistically into September and the beginning of the football season?
It could be. That could be. I think that sounds like, you know, a postgraduate study.
Let's get started on that. Oh, come on. We have to dream big. What are we going to do exciting for the next 20 years?
That's right.
So tell me, what's your biggest dream for your personal garden? And that could either be, I'm going to say, that could either be your home garden or that could be at your greenhouse, a big dream for your greenhouse.
Well, I think the big dream for the greenhouse is that it continues to work towards being completely inorganic free, I guess you would say. So we are very, very close to being all of our fertilizers and everything being all organic. We certainly don't use any pesticides there now, but some fertilizers that we've used are, you know, more of the synthetic over-the-counter thing, but we are working towards that going into the 2019 season. So really that, and I think it's a really important emphasis for people as they think about the food that they eat and the environment that they spend time in, whether it's their home environment or environments in their neighborhood, is to really work towards that reduction of the use of pesticides, because it really does affect us, some more than others, but certainly our pets are affected by it, and wildlife and other parts of nature. So I think what we're doing at the greenhouse and our mission there is a strong mission for others to exemplify or to use as a opportunity to reduce the use of pesticides and other things and get back closer to how things should be. So
Well, and you can be a role model then when, you know, folks come out or you're talking to people about it and you say, well, you know, this is what I use and it works really well and blah, blah, blah. And people can see what you can accomplish that way. And as long as they're not trying to kill burdock, they ought to be completely on board with you.
Right, right. And there are natural ways to kill or more natural ways to kill burdock rather than the use of...
Once in a while, an unnatural... Sometimes the universe calls for an unnatural act. I'm just going to leave that right there on the table and move on to the next topic. What about your garden at home or your home environment? You have a big gardening dream for there.
Yeah, you know, I think that's a sort of an evolution, and it's funny because I've been gardening for over 40 years, and I think every fall I think about something different I'm going to do in the garden. So never status quo or never not wanting to use something new. So I'll see new plants or new plant combinations that I saw in a tour or on somebody's garden as I was walking and want to utilize in gardens that I enjoy. So I think for gardeners, we're always looking for new ideas and new plants and interestingly, a lot of interest in returning back to some of the more hardy plants and original plants. And I know you have peonies, but for a lot of folks, people sort of got away from peonies and wanted the latest and the greatest, and now we're realizing, you know, they're pretty easy to take care of. The deer don't like them. They have beautiful flowers, beautiful fragrance, and really add to our landscape. So people are returning to a lot of those kinds of things in the garden that were maybe they saw growing up as a child or in their grandmother's gardens or whatever it happened to be, and returning to some of those more original kinds of things in our gardens and away from some of the high input things like hybrid tea roses and going to shrub roses and hardy roses for our garden rather than the high input kinds of things.
I talked to an amazing gardener yesterday whose front yard is all wildflowers and who has a plan to put on the other side of the front yard an heirloom garden with some of the beautiful older plants, peonies and hollyhocks and some of these plants that, you know, are, like you say, our grandmothers grew, and have a really kind of an old-fashioned garden on a smaller plot. So I think that sounds just wonderful.
Yeah, and of course, Emily Ford, a friend of mine who's the head gardener at Glensheen, she's really working at returning those gardens to sort of that original state as well, of back when they were planted back in the early 1900s. So she's sourcing those kinds of things, too, to return it to its original creativity.
We had a chance to talk with her on the show, and what a fascinating and energetic woman she is. And, of course, she's frustrated, and I'm just kind of laughing as an amateur photographer because she's poring over these old photos, and it's like, why didn't you take more pictures of the garden? You know, she's trying to find old photos to try to use them as hints to help her recreate the garden. And, you know, there are all these annoying people in all the pictures standing in the way of the plants.
That's right. Where were people's priorities?
I know. It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
But she's a very good sport about it. She's taking, you know, this as kind of a murder mystery challenge thing, and she's going to sleuth it out, and she's going to find the solution. So.
Yeah, and that's a really good role model. She's a really good role model, and what she's doing at Glensheen is a good role model for gardeners who want to return to some of those original kinds of things in their garden. So as the years evolve here and she gets more time to sleuth out those kinds of plants and get those back into the landscape, people have the opportunity to see some of those things and what they offered 100 years ago that can still be interesting in the garden. So.
So big plans for what? All right, let's wrap this up then with what are your big plans for the 22nd year of Tips for Hardy Gardeners? What's your big dream? Go ahead. The sky's the limit.
To be even funnier.
Okay.
Will that work?
All right, that's good. Yep.
Okay. To provide more timely information instead of, you know, talking about stuff that happened in your yard 3.5 years ago.
Look, it's there in the peat record, okay? Archaeologists will be able to, they'll be able to deal with that later, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I'm always, I've the big plant that I'm really interested right now, and I had a picture of it on my Facebook a couple days ago, was dahlias, and I'm just loving the variety of dahlias and their sort of old-fashioned look and interesting flowers, and anywhere from dinner plate-sized dahlias to just tiny little button dahlias, and the variety of opportunities within that. And they require some additional care. You know, they have to be protected in the winter time, so you have to be able to store them somewhere in the winter outside of or away from the harsh cold of our climate. So there are challenges with growing dahlias here in the north, but I think certainly when they're in bloom and when they're part of the landscape, they're worth the effort. So a lot of interest in that, and a lot of interest in peonies and irises and things like that too.
So more funny, more timely, and more dahlias.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
And more vegetables.
And more. All right. Yeah, I'm being a good sport today, right? Yep.
No green vegetables, but, you know, I know you don't like green vegetables.
I don't. You know, when it gets right down to it, I don't really like anything. You know, at the rock bottom of it is I'm just getting crabbier and crabbier and crabbier.
I've been accused of that, too.
But I still like you. And thanks for the last 21 years, and here's to 21 more, all right?
Thank you. Thank you for 21 years as well. It's been a wonderful time.
All right, TK, we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. Happy anniversary.
And to you, too. Tom Casper this morning, 21 years in September. He started in 1997, 21 years of Tom Casper on KUMD. And, you got a volunteer who's been with you for 21 years? Give him a little extra thanks today.